Carol.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm living in paradise, man. How are you?
Good, man. Zach, hey, I got another contract.
All right, hang on. I didn't think you'd be calling me right now, but I'm ready. What's the address?
Hold on. Let me get it again so I give you the right one.
Off market deal?
Yeah. Well, it's on the market now, but it's staying pending. But it was off market.
Okay.
Hold on. Damn it.
Just don't tell me any numbers yet. Just tell me that, like.
No, I'm not going to say. I got you. I'm just trying to.
Before I hear your numbers, I need to hear. I need to. You know, I don't want to be conflicted with my own.
All right. So it's 3621 Enslow, Enslow Avenue, Richmond, Virginia.
How do you spell Enslow? I-N-N?
E-N-S-L-O-W.
I got it right here. Hang on 1 second.
All right.
I hope you got this thing locked up cheap. Don't tell me yet.
Okay.
Is it a real 2-1?
Actually it can be a 3-1.
But it's currently a 2-1.
Right. They have an extra room. They call it a bunker room.
Yeah, it just doesn't have a closet, that's what it is. 2-1-1232 built in 1232, 1926.
Bear with me. Let's put your foot on.
What do you got it for?
I got it for 160. And I don't know if you know the neighborhood, but there's a lot of renovations going on out there.
Yeah. Hang on 1 second.
There's a lot. It's a hot area because it's right there by the racetrack.
Probably needs everything too, doesn't it? Yeah, have you seen it?
Nope. I'm about to let you in on this. So I got 4 days to take a look. But it doesn't start until I actually go take a look. And I have to meet the realtor because the owner doesn't want the key to be in the block. So
the realtor.
Huh?
That's not nice.
I know that. I plead my case on that one, but that's just what the owner wants because the owner still has personal things in the house. So I'm figuring we can meet with the realtor and they don't have to walk us through it. And, you know, like we can do it on our own. But that's the deal on that. And what else I need to say? Can't think of anything. It has a driveway.
Numbers are tight, man. I don't know if they're going to work. That price is kind of high.
Yeah, but you can sell it for a high. I mean, once it's fixed up, though. That's the thing.
Well, that's
I'm looking at.
So I'm just saying for an investor, you know, hang on.
It just got on the market. I made this deal before it even got on the market, you know.
Yeah, so
really reached out to me.
Do you know what it's worth?
Huh?
What do you think it's worth?
After ARV?
Yeah, that's after, yeah, ARV, ARV.
I'm going to say like at least 260 or 250 or more.
Yeah, 250 is a push. I think 230 is probably the right price.
That in that area, you show us that? Have you seen the
hang on,
let
me
what's going on out there?
Look at what area it's in. Look. I know, yeah, the Richmond Raceway, yeah.
Yeah, Richmond Raceway is right there.
My house is all over, you know, all in there. Hang on, it's a 230. I'm conservative, and I'm looking at things. Let's just do 0.7 instead. 161. I mean, dude, like you are, the numbers are tight on this one. I mean, we can work something out, but it's nothing big on it. You might be able to make $2,000. Like,
oh no, Zach.
dude, it's worth $230.
That's light, man. I'm not trying to get another chump change on this one, man.
Well, look, no, you didn't get chump change on the next one. The guy that bought your first one, he's either one, a dumbass, or two, he's just got a lot of money that he wants to park. And that's just the facts. This ain't chump change. I mean, you can go to anybody. I don't care who you call. It doesn't matter to me. I know that area very well. And it's a 2-1. It's not a 3-3. If it's a 3-3, we're in the 300,000s. And this is 1,200 square feet. You do the price per square foot. I'm not telling you anything unfactual, you know, but an investor is going to buy something at 0.7%, and that's 30%. So if it's worth 230, and I'm very confident in my numbers, 70% of that is 161. So if we put it out for 165, we might sell it. This isn't, you know, I understand where you're coming from, you know, what's going on out there, but that's not like the most desirable area near the Richmond racetrack. I know. I've lived there, you know,
I live right around the corner from there, Zach.
Yeah.
That's how I know, you know.
That's some sentimental value you got going on.
No, I'm just looking at how the construction going on out there,
look,
man.
Look, Benton Avenue, this is a 2016 year build. So this is an 8-year old house. Sold for $345 is the 1440 square feet. That's 2016 build. This build is a 1926. You have to factor in the depreciation of the year build. So
right.
I'm just saying conservatively and confidently, this price is not gonna, this house ain't worth more than $230, even if it was all fixed up.
All right.
I'm being genuinely honest with you. If you want to
I'm not saying you're not.
Yeah, if you want to take it to someone else, you want to try and do something else, you feel free to. But I'm telling you, there's no more than $5,000 total on this deal, if that. And that's an if. I'm just saying the truth.
Even if it's in a hot area that it's in by the racetrack.
I'm just telling you, an investor that's going to need to close soon, and we, you know, put the EMD on it, you know, they buy at 70% of market value. So
right, or sometimes 80.
But a real investor typically buys at 70%.
Right.
I'm telling you, this house is not worth more than $230,000. Now, for a first-time home buyer, this is two different conversations. It's for first-time home buyer buy this thing for $245, $250 all day. But,
all right, let me since you said that, let me add this in on to it. So the realtor that I was talking to, he has home buyers, you know, and he was that.
He did,
you know,
he wouldn't have sold it to you. That's all I'm saying.
No. He's not into that. You know what I'm saying? He wants to work with me. You know, I've dealt with him before. He wants to work with me, and he just wants to know. We just had a conversation like an hour ago, and he was telling me about if anybody knows, I mean, if I knew good contractors.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? If they can fix it up good, you know what I'm saying? He'll have, he got home buyers because he got the program.
Yeah, that's you know, what I'm saying. So he's all he's saying right there is this house, nobody. So a first-time home buyer can't buy this house because the banks ain't going to lend on it.
Right, right, until
so
it's fixed
that,
up.
That's all that he's saying. And
right.
You know, if you want to do it, we'll do it. But, you know, as far as chump change, man, there ain't no money in this deal, man. There's maybe $5,000 on it. Maybe. Like, total. So, I mean, that, you know. You take,
yeah.
You know, you do what you want for it. But this is an on-market deal. You got to understand, man. I do this for, I've bought and sold 1,000 pieces of real estate. I have enough lunch money for next week and probably the entirety of my life. This isn't, you know, you know what we're making on Dinwiddie.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, that, you know, that, but I have a partner involved too. So, I mean, I think that's a pretty fair deal. You know, and I partner with everything I do. My partner, you know, me and Forrest, we're partners. He drives me around and we get it done.
Right, right. Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
And I'm just going off of, you know, I didn't mean to say like chump change, but I just was like, just thinking that, you know, because it's a hot neighborhood, you know, saying that it could be worth more. You know,
well,
that's all.
Look, hey man, if you were, you know, trying to be a salesman and sell me on something, you got me sold. But I'm looking at logic and real numbers here. So you don't got to sell me. Here's the thing: is we as a team got to sell the client. That's all. And you know,
right.
You understand that we can execute that easily. Look, dude, I tell you this. Chump change to that. Look, I hear you. Everybody wants that, you know, home run 20K deal, but there ain't no 20K here. There ain't no 10K here. Lucky if it's five, but there's a few dollars to be made. I will say that.
Right.
So if you want to do it, let's do it.
Well, let's do it, Zach. Let's do it. I mean, you told me to bring you deals.
I'm a
and
fair
I told
guy.
You I was gonna bring you deals.
I'm
you
a
know.
Fair guy, man.
You know, and I'm just, you know, I'm trying to make a living as well as you guys are, you know.
Yeah, man, I get it. So this is what we'll do. $2,000, $3,000 to us, because I'm going to split it with him, $1,500. You're making more than us on the deal. And, we've already built up our buyer pool.
Yeah, I'm trying to get mine.
Yeah, I know, but, dude, you know.
Man.
Don't the one thing I'll say, man, is don't sell yourself on the deal. You got to look at the numbers.
I did. I mean, I looked at the numbers. You know
yeah.
what I'm saying? And I looked at
260 or 250, like you kind of said. Then I would say, yeah, man, like, you know, there's $5,000-$6,000 for you for sure. But it's just ain't that, man. Like we're willing to split this, you know, pretty much 50-50.
Look, all right, but even let me just say this: even this house is on a corner, and
yeah.
It has a driveway.
I've seen this house in person. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, and the racetrack is like you can see it, damn near.
Man,
you know, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
You know, that's how I feel like that's how everybody is going to look at it when they want to purchase the property. They're gonna say, "Oh shit, the racetrack is over here," and everybody loves racing. You know.
Well,
and,
you know, yes and no. I mean, the racetrack ain't selling the house, though. The numbers are what sell the house. The racetrack is what sells it to somebody that has a bank loan that's going to come in here and pay, you know, retail for it, you know. But that's not our buying pool. Our buying pool is, you know, to the investor that's going to pay, you know, what he's going to pay for it. And that, you know.
Right.
You know, I'm going to put it out at probably, you know, I'm just saying 2K, I can make you 2K on this deal, but I'm going to put it out at 170 and we'll figure it out because.
All right. Why won't you do 175?
Well, you want to, the way you sell this deal is an investor is going to understand the numbers. The real answer is because I've been doing this a lot longer and I'm very confident in, if I put it at 170, you know, that might bring 168. I don't, you know, 175, people already question. It's just, you know, because of the numbers and the data and how tight it is, man, you know, I originate loans too, man. So, like, I know from a bank standpoint what the investor's looking at, not only with the construction. At 170, that will pique a lot of interest. I mean, who's buying a house at 170? Not a lot of people because, one, they're not available. So, just,
yeah,
you know, I mean, that's just the thing of it, man. If you be
not even as a rental property, you know, I mean,
as a rental property, man. But 230 is the number, and 70% of that is 160. So it's like 175. You know, that's over 70%, and the a seasoned investor doesn't want to pay that. That's just bottom line, you know.
Yeah.
But you know, keep working it, dude.
I'm trying, Zach.
Money goes. But, you know, you got your first win. Don't get greedy. That's all I'm saying. Just be conservative. Big ones will come. That's my best advice to you. And I mean that. Because you can take this to anybody else, and they're going to want like 80% of it. They're not going to want to split it 50-50 or whatever. You know, I know these guys. I've been working with them for a long time. So,
right. I mean, I just didn't believe you. I just was thinking that, I don't know. Hey, you, like you said, you know better than me. I'm just out here trying to get
there. It's not even a dick measuring contest. It's just like, you know, I've been doing this for 20 years.
Right.
And, you know, Forrest has been doing it for 30 years, and, you know, he's going to say the same thing.
I believe you, Zach, man. I just was hope. You know, you got to hope for the best, man. You know what I'm saying? So
you do, but, you know, like, when this thing closes, let's say when Dinwiddie closes, why don't you come to my office? I show you a little bit, you know, we got a cool office, put it that way. And,
all right.
We look at some properties and look at some deals, and then, you know, kind of recalibrate your thinking process a little bit, so that way you're looking at strictly facts, not selling yourself on the property, because that is one thing you're doing right now. It's like, you know, the racetrack, everybody wants to buy. Well, you know, it's just, that's not a good logical approach. You don't want to sell yourself on something. And that's just kind of where I'm coming from. You don't want to sell yourself on it. You want to think logically. There is money to be made on it, so let's make some money on it.
Yeah, that's true. You're right, Zach. You're right. And that's why I gave you a call, you know, and I'm going to continue to keep giving you a call because I like you guys, man.
Yeah.
And I need to sharpen up on my negotiation skills. You know, I need to do that, you know. I just hate for things to get past me, you know what I'm saying?
Well, look, man, we got lunch money. We're not here to take yours, all right? You're coming to us. We want to buy lunch together, put it that way.
Wow, me too, man. I appreciate that, Zach.
I'll be honest. I just got a house. I say we, but I just got a house in Schuler, which is about an hour and 20 minutes. I got that on Tuesday night. Yeah, it's Thursday. Sub 2. I don't know if you know what Sub 2 is.
Uh-uh.
Sub 2 is basically, you know, I bought it with the guy. So basically, the property's worth $315,000. The guy owes $142,000 on his mortgage. He wanted $18,000 and to be out of his mortgage. So I gave him $18,000 and I'm taking over his mortgage.
And I heard of that before, yeah.
Yeah, the house is worth, you know, $315 ARV.
Right. That sounds definitely good.
And he had a 2.5% interest rate, or 2.75% interest rate. So, you know, there's things that I, you know, that you can, you know, adhere to and kind of, you know, this is a learning process for everybody, man. I'm still learning things at the end of the day. I mean, I don't know everything. I know a lot of things, but I don't know everything. I'm not that arrogant. So let's make some money. Let's, you know, close this one out and get you in the office and let's just see, you know, let's kind of go over a few deals and, you know, I'll tell you where I think that you're falling short at and kind of just guide you a little bit. So that way, you know, you want that $5,000, $10,000, $20,000 deal. You know, it is about your negotiation and kind of breaking them down and, you know, having those conversations. I mean, basically like we're having, you know, to be honest with you, the way I'm talking to you about the price is the way I talk to sellers, you know, but a little bit more empathy just because, you know, this is like their biggest decision of their life and you're just trying to make a few dollars. You know what I mean?
Right. So right.
You got to hit them with the tactical empathy, the logic, the numbers, you know, and it's just, you know, we'll work it out. And I want to teach you a few things. This is not the only deal we're going to do. But
no, it's not.
No, but when this Dinwiddie one closes or, you know, if you're, you know, freedom, let's just say next week. Let's set something up for sure next week.
Yeah, let's set something next week because my freedom, my availability, like I said, I'm trying to do this for a living, so I don't, it's not like I have, another job to report to. I'm always pretty much available.
Now?
Huh?
You're doing this full time now?
Yeah.
Okay. What's your email again?
It's my first and last name at gmail.com. So it's Carroll, CarrollDyke.
Yeah.
At gmail.com.
All right. Check your email.
All right. I got it. Start signing.
When can we go look at it?
We can do it anytime after 12. And I have to call the agent and then from there I gotta give the agent 30 minutes. I think that's what he told me. And then the other agent will meet us out there.
Yeah. All right. This one's gonna require a little bit more diligent handling because the other one, it was easy. They just left the key in the lockbox.
I know. Yeah,
we
I know.
Need that. That is essential on doing things like this.
I know. And then they only gave me.
Because our time window of execution, because, I mean, I ain't buying this. You know, let's be honest. We ain't going to buy this.
Right.
You know, and, you know, that kind of proves the point, too. First of all, if it was a great deal, we'd want to buy it.
Right.
All right. So, why don't you send me over that contact for the lawyer? And hang on. I'm going to text you off my phone. What you're calling is you're calling one of my five laptops I got in the room.
Oh, I got this number, and again, I got the other number, too. I just picked up this one.
Yeah, well, that's fine. You can call on either or. Send me the. You told the realtor about partners, right?
Well, yeah, I told him.
How much
is the deal? Huh?
Yeah, tell me the whole deal.
All right, so this is a guy. So that is a guy now. His name is Smitty Smith. And I did tell him that I work with partners, that I got partners on the deal. He's fine with it. You know, I didn't initially said I'm wholesaling or nothing like that, but he just said, yeah, cool, partners, you know. And I told him that one of my partners and myself will be needing to go to the property. And he was like, okay, just got to let me know when and where, because the seller doesn't want to get a lockbox and the seller doesn't want to leave the key anywhere because they still have personal things inside. So he's been talking to me for a while, Zach. So me and him have never done a deal. This will be the first one. I've tried to do deals with him before, and you know, of course, you know, it wasn't his fault. The seller didn't go with the price. So, but this time, you know, we actually landed one.
Yeah.
So I've just never done a deal. This will be the first deal that I've done with him. All the other ones I've done is just never went through because of the price, and they went with somebody else. You know, and so he's a good guy. You know, but you know, so I don't know how you would talk to him about whatever, but he's.
I can handle realtors, man. There ain't nothing.
Yeah. He's pretty cool, though. You know,
he listed at 200. He ain't getting, he ain't getting 200. I mean, realistically, you know, that's why I want to have this. That's why I want to meet with you. And when you're talking to these realtors, you know, you gotta let them think that they're in control, but you're really beating them up behind the scene. Because honestly, they don't know what the fuck to list this property for. The guy listed the fucking property for $200,000. He either is one, an idiot, or two, he knew he was going to get less than 200 grand. So,
yeah.
You know, which I think is probably more likely in this situation, but I do think realtors, 90% of them are brain dead. And they don't understand pricing, and they know how to sign documents, and they know how to get clients to sign documents. When it comes to pricing, they really don't know anything about it. I mean, I don't know. Did he tell you what he thought it was worth, or did he, you know?
Well, he was like, you know, he said, like, I work for you, man. You just, initially I shot the homeowner for $145,000, and the homeowner wasn't buying that. And then the homeowner wasn't liking it, so then I said 150. The homeowner didn't like that. So then
don't, when you say 145, that was a good price. Don't don't immediately come up. Just say, all right, well, I buy a lot of houses. If you change your mind, let me know, and then wait on it, man. I know the instinct is, oh, give them more because you want a deal, but wait on it. If that's the only offer, they would have taken it.
Right, and but the only reason why I thought, you know, I did what I did, Zach, is because it wasn't on market, and I wanted to get the deal before it puts on the market, and then everybody, and God knows, come out with all kind of crazy, because there's been some crazy numbers out there, man. I don't know if you've been paying attention. Guys been overbidding on houses like crazy, man. I don't know what's going on. Like I said, I'm just gonna give you an example. It was a house for $80,000. I offered 70, and this guy offered $164,000.
Well, it's probably worth about, I don't know, it just depends on the address.
Yeah, but you know, I'm just saying, like, I mean, I thought the game was 70% rule here. I mean, what the fuck,
man?
You know?
Look, I'm gonna teach you the game. There ain't no fucking rules. So, you know, just because, like I said, dude, a normal investor buys 70%, you know, 70% of, you know, of the ARV, and you know, it just depends. You know, what if you got a fucking billionaire that just says, I mean, do you think he really gives a fuck where he puts his money at? He just wants something to park it. I mean,
true.
And that's, you know, so for me, you know, like I buy, you know, retail shit that's on the market, brand new, that's just nice and clean, needs nothing. Why? Because I'm just parking and I don't want to do anything. You know, long term, I'm a young guy. I'll be, you know. So that's kind of, you know, the strategies are different for each person. That, you know, it's different. And you got to understand that, you know, you got to accept it. And not everybody is going to, you know, buy it at what you would buy at. So there, you know,
right.
That came in at 160. Maybe, I don't know the address of it, but maybe it's a, you know.
It's in Petersburg to make it so bad, you know, and I forgot the name of the street. I don't have it on me, but I did the comps in the neighborhood and everything, and, you know, that offering price was fair, you know what I'm saying, because it needed a lot of work done to it, you know, and it wasn't no walk in and, hey, this is a nice house. It needed everything almost in the inside, you know.
Yeah.
And that for him to do that, you know, I was like, wow. You know, and how I found out is because another realtor told me what was offered after, you know, because, of course, the seller took that offer, you know. But I was just amazed because the house after ARV, Zach, was only at 225, 230, you know. And the seller was asking for 80 and I offered 70, you know. So, and just, I don't know, man. I was thinking it's an inside job or something. I don't know.
Man, you can't think about it. You just got to go through the next one.
Yeah, you know, so that's what plays in my mind, Zach, when I be doing deals. It's like, so if I wait for a while, then somebody's going to come over top of me, you know, from my 145, and they're going to say, hey, I give you the whole 200,000. You know, that's the shit that I'm trying to avoid, you know.
Yeah, I get it.
And I don't see what their vision is on the you know, I can't see how they making money off of it. I don't get it, you know. That's the part that's just confusing.
Write up that address, and then I'll take a look at it when we meet, and I'll tell you the strategy that they're doing. I mean, because the way they buy can it tells me, you know, what their positioning is. One, they have an overload of cash, or two, you know, just mean something to them, you know.
Yeah, maybe it's sentimental value or something. I don't.
Yeah,
they grew up in a house.
Value,
I don't know.
Sentimental value ain't real value, so that's why you can justify the price of, you know, whatever, you know.
Right, right, right. Whatever is worth to you. That's basically what you're saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
right.
So you know you can't justify sentimental value.
Right, and maybe he just got a ton of money, and that's just what he do.
Yeah, or maybe.
You know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was getting that part.
I like to think they're idiots, but you know that's me,
yeah,
you know, me being me.
All right. Well, Zach. Us moving forward. You want me to? I mean, I could call the realtor myself and get them and set up a time. You know, any time after 12, they say it was fine. You know, if today and tomorrow be a different story, though, because I think he's not going to, I don't know, something about he's not going to be able to do it. Or either you can give him a call and I give him, you know, a heads up and let him know that you're going to call.
I like the way we did it last time. Just let me get in contact with Forrest. He's in a plane right now being a child. So let me talk with him and when I say that, I mean he's flying an airplane. He's flying my airplane right now.
Oh, he's been a new kid now. Okay.
Yeah. So let me talk with him and see if he wants to be an adult for a few minutes.
All right. All right, Zach. Talk to you in a little bit then.
All right. I'll give you a call. If you don't hear from me in an hour, give me a call.
I will.
All right. See you.